This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, ingredients, something you may have heard about, read about, something you may have been told, something you believe, something you don't want to believe, if you've got a health challenge that you or a loved one is confronting, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself if you're an entrepreneur. It's the ideal business opportunity. You will be working the business, though. It's not easy money. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it's a great business opportunity if you're business-minded, if you're entrepreneurially minded, if you're network marketing-minded, if you're health-minded, if nutrition and nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one. It's a great business opportunity. It's a win-win business opportunity. One of the rare times you get into a win-win business where you help people at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of health. Make your as much or as little money as you like. Work as many or as few hours as you like right off your home office. write off your mileage, get all the tax benefits associated with having your own business, all for a one-time $25 fee, including getting your products at the wholesale price. Excuse me, 866-735-2470 is the number for more info, or you can head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and click on the Join the Team link, and start yourself a longevity business. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We are talking about enzymes, and we've been talking about enzymes for a couple of weeks now, enzymes being the carriers of the life force. Last we spoke, we were talking about Dr. Edward Howell, who is considered the father of food enzyme therapy. He came up with the idea that we have a limited amount of enzymes, a limited supply of enzymes, and that the faster we use up those enzymes, the shorter we live. This is why animals that have really super fast metabolisms, like mice and fruit flies and smaller animals, squirrels, tend to have shorter lifespans than bigger animals, like elephants and giraffes and human beings. As metabolism, as metabolic rate increases, enzymes get burnt through. We burn through our enzymes. Dr. Howell said, the length of life is inversely proportional to the rate of exhaustion of the enzyme potential of an organism. That is, the longer you live, the shorter, or the more life you have in store for you, the slower you're exhausting through your enzymes, which is kind of a complicated way of saying more enzymes, more life. And as enzyme deficiency progresses, we get sicker. Sickness causes the body to burn through enzymes, so we get sicker still. And you get this downward vicious spiral of being sick and burning through more enzymes and being sicker and burning through more enzymes. And it all starts, by the way, according to Howell, by enzyme depletion at the food level, because food is one of the ways we're supposed to help support our own natural enzymes. And given the way most of us eat, 21st century lifestyle, it's very easy to become enzyme deficient because we're eating enzymeless food. For the most part, most of us are subsisting largely on enzymeless food because it's very difficult to ship and store and make food into a commodity when it's rich in enzymes. Because when it's rich in enzymes, it becomes perishable. Once a fruit gets picked, or the egg leaves the chicken, or over the course of time, or whatever enzyme-rich foods you're going to be eating—sprouts, veggies, and fruits, eggs—those are the most enzyme-rich foods. Meats, if they're and sushi, if they're fresh. But once the apple gets picked off of the tree, or the broccoli is pulled out of the ground, or whatever your enzyme-rich food is removed from its source of life, the enzymes become self-destructive. The enzymes start to destroy the food. Food processors cannot have that, so they kill the enzymes. They get rid of the enzymes. That's what food processing really is. In large part, it's removing enzymes so that a food can become more stable, so it can be sold to us, so it could be put in a box. So most of us are subsisting on food, commoditized food, food that's been made a commodity by having its enzyme removed. That's a problem. And if you understand the importance of enzymes, and if you believe Dr. Howell, his theory that enzymes in food are supposed to be contributed to or added to our own natural metabolic enzymes, you can see we got a problem. This is especially problematic for the pancreas, which is the main enzyme-producing organ in the body. The pancreas largely makes digestive enzymes. These digestive enzymes get squirted into the intestine as food leaves the stomach, and these enzymes tend to be alkaline, and they neutralize the acid enzymes and the acid food that leaves the stomach. There's a neutralization reaction that happens between the pancreatic juices, which are alkaline, including the pancreatic enzymes, and the liquefied food, the chyme, as it's called, the C-H-Y-M-E, the chyme, which is the liquefied soupy food that has been mixed with the acid and the enzymes in the stomach. As it drops into the intestine, you get a fizzing effect, an acid-base reaction, as if you put baking soda and lemon juice together, fizz. And this fizz results in a release of nutrients, especially fats and fatty nutrients. The pancreas is a key structure for the liberation of fats, for fatty vitamins and essential fatty acids. This is to say the pancreas is doing a lot of work. The pancreas is also a warehouse of starch enzymes. It's a warehouse of protein enzymes. And of course, it's where insulin is made. Insulin is actually made in a different part of the pancreas than the enzymes. Nonetheless, the pancreas is doing a lot of work when it comes to the digestive system. The more calories we eat, the more the pancreas is working. The more enzymeless food we're eating, the more the pancreas is working. All of this is occurring within a milieu.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. If you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and you can click on the Join the Team link at our website and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself if you're an entrepreneur. It's an ideal way to make some money and help change the world at the same time. For a one-time $25 fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can write off your home office. You can get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. And, of course, you can help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay, so flow is health. The lack of flow, i.e. inflammation, is disease. To restore the body back into a healthy state, we've got to improve the flow of electrical energy. There's lots of ways to do that. The body is an electrical system, a bioelectrical system. Health mandates the free movement of electrical energy, the free movement of electrons, and anything that improves or facilitates this movement, this flow of electrical energy, is going to promote health. For one thing, we should be eating electron-rich foods. Veggies are electron-rich. Oysters are electron-rich. Algae is electron-rich. Sardines are electron-rich. Sprouts are highly, maybe the sprouts are maybe the most electron-rich of any foods you could eat. Living foods, the more closer a food is to being alive, the more electron-rich it's going to be. Eggs are electron-rich. Candy bars, not so much. Power bars, same thing. Diet bars, cereals, anything that comes in a box or a can has had its electrons stripped from it. Food processors don't like electrons because electrons mean instability. The more electron-rich a food is, the more unstable it is. Food processing is about robbing foods of electrons so it can be shipped and stored and shelved. So if you're subsisting on processed food, you're subsisting on food that is not electron rich, that is non-electron rich, that is electron poor. And that's what most of us are living on. Trace nutrients, vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, all of these promote the movement of electrons. They act as switching stations for the flow of electrons in the body. Oxygen promotes the movement of electrons. The body, reality, life in general, is the result of the movement of electrons. But it's not the movement, it's not just the movement of electrons. The body doesn't like just the movement of electrons. There has to be some way of capturing that movement. Electricity is useless. Electricity is like fire. Fire and electricity have a lot in common. They're the movement of electrons, and both fire and electricity are useless unless they're somehow harnessed. They're somehow trapped. Pure energy and pure fire are damaging. They're destructive. Pure fire doesn't get you any, you can't do any work from pure fire. That fire has to somehow be harnessed into steam and into wheels and run through engines and various systems in order to make it functional. Same thing with the body. Pure electricity in the body doesn't do you any good. It's got to become bioelectricity, which means it's got to be harnessed and trapped to biological cells and biological organs and biological tissues in order for it to be harnessed. That's what the mitochondria do inside of cells. This is why the mitochondria are said to be the cell's powerhouse, the cell's energy powerhouses. The mitochondria somehow, one of the great miracles of all in the universe, really, is how the mitochondria trap pure electrical energy and turn it into biological energy. So both fire and electricity are useless unless they're flowing through something. In a combustion engine, the fire is channeled through various gears and pipes and wires and ultimately turns the wheels, ultimately moves the car. In a television set or a computer, the electricity is channeled through various chips and wires, and ultimately you get whatever is on the screen. I don't have any idea how that happens, but somehow it does. Likewise, in the human body, the energy needs to have something to flow through. The energy in the body takes various directions, and those directions are called pathways. And if you want to understand how the body works, if you're sick, you want to go to somebody who understands the pathways. This is not a doctor. Doctors don't understand pathways.
Doctoring has nothing to do with pathways. Doctoring has to do with statistics and numbers. Nothing to do with pathways. That's why I always say, if you're sick, go to a biochemist, because biochemists study pathways. The pathways represent how energy is flowed to make various things happen in the body. If you're sick, the energy is not flowing through the pathways. If we're sick, it's a pathway issue. If we want to understand why we're sick, go to somebody who understands pathways. That is a biochemist, not a doctor. If your doctor is not a biochemist, and most of them aren't, they're clinical chemists, he's not going to be able to help you. That's why doctoring doesn't help anybody, because they don't study the pathways. They don't understand how energy flows through the pathways to make things happen. At the end of every pathway, something is accomplished. If you're sick, there's a clog, there's a blockage in the pathways. There's a blockage in the movement through the pathways. So here's some fundamentals about the movement of electrons through the body. Electricity, number one, is what we call the movement of electrons. Electricity is the movement of these little... And by the way, nobody's ever seen an electron. Electrons are completely hypothetical. Although we can still leverage the power of electrons, and we do with our computers... Nobody's ever really seen an electron, so they still remain hypothetical and imaginary, even though we can still work with them, which is kind of a mystery right there. For electrons to move, they have to be transferred. They have to bounce around on atoms. If the atoms are lined up in an organized fashion, they can hand off the electrons to each other much more efficiently. That's called conduction. Conduction is how electrons are bounced around on atoms more efficiently. And this is the importance of alignment. The more aligned something is, the more effectively electrons can be conducted. They can be passed along. Conduction requires alignment. Metals are different from rocks because the atoms in a metal are perfectly aligned. That's why you can conduct energy, and you conduct electrical energy through a copper wire, but you can't do it through a copper rock. Copper rock, or copper in a rock, I should say, has the copper atoms scattered about. But in a copper metal, a pure copper metal, the atoms are aligned perfectly. And the aligned atoms allow for the handing off of electrons, conductance, to occur more efficiently. There's a psychological dimension to this idea. That's what psychological flow is. When we're successful psychologically, our beliefs and our desires are aligned together, and they're aligned with our reality. Yesterday we talked about affirmations versus affirmations. An affirmation doesn't work, because in an affirmation, what you're saying is not aligned with your reality. But in an affirmation, you look for places where what you're saying is aligned with your reality. An affirmation is something like, I am rich. An affirmation is something like, how am I rich? If you define how you are rich, or how you are successful, or how you are healthy, or how you are wonderful in any way, you will become aligned, your thoughts will become aligned with your reality. If you just say, I am rich, without finding out where you're rich, your thoughts are not going to be aligned with your reality. It's not going to work. And that's why affirmations fail. But affirmations, affirmations, which is looking for where you really are rich or successful or beautiful or wonderful in any way, those do work. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Security was extra tight this year as people celebrated the arrival of 2019 in towns and cities across the nation, including in Times Square, where the rain didn't dampen people's spirits any. There were no major problems reported at any of the celebrations. President Trump answering Senator Elizabeth Warren's announcement that she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Trump was speaking about the Democratic senator's announcement in an interview with Fox News.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
In Pasadena, California, thousands have already turned out to get ready to watch the 130th annual Rose Parade later this morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you missed the program, we've got 8 years worth. Let's see, 2011 we started doing this. March 2011. What is that? 8 years. Going on 8 years worth of archives at brightsideben.com. You have a search engine if you miss a program or you want to review a program. You can use the search engine at brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com. And, of course, you can also join the Brightside Ben team at brightsideben.com. Also, criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com. We've got blog
posts, news stories, videos, lots of good health information at brightsidebend.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget to check out our two skin health products at truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. Got free shipping for the next week or two at truthtreatments.com. And we also have new products, our Truth Trifecta, which includes our Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, our Truth Transdermal C Serum, and our new Truth Hyaluronic Mineral Hydrator, as well as our Truth Retinol Roller. They're all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone water, oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Truth Treatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, got lines open for you at 844-236-6010. Hang on, we'll get you in just a moment from the World Health Organization. This is published under on the website The Conversation. Why vegan diets for babies come with significant risks. Making sure babies get the right amount and balance of nutrients can be a tricky job, even without restrictions on what they eat. Babies need lots of nutrients. So how hard is it for a vegetarian or vegan parent to get this right while passing on their food preferences to babies? Yeah, that's basically what it is. When you make your baby be a vegetarian, you're passing on your food preferences to what a baby really needs. Babies need lots of protein. You're not going to get lots of protein from a vegetarian or a vegan diet, I'm sorry to say. Yes, there is protein in vegetables. We all know that. Especially sprouts, by the way. If you are a vegan or a vegetarian and you want to get protein, make sure you're eating sprouts. Make sure you're eating algae. And unfortunately, you're going to have to make sure you're doing beans, legumes, whether they're soy or other kinds of beans. Problem with legumes and beans, now we know today everybody's talking about lectins. Thanks to the book The Plant Paradox. We've been talking about lectins on this program for years, many, many years. And indeed, beans are one of nature's most lectin-rich foods. And that's the problem with trying to get your protein from beans. And that's pretty much what you're stuck with if you are a vegan or vegetarian. Then you have the problem with sugar. If you're vegan or vegetarian, you're going to get a lot of your calories met from carbohydrates, unfortunately. And this is the problem with trying to get being a vegan and trying to get your calories from fruits and trying to get your calories from cereals and trying to get your calories from vegetables. You're going to end up eating lots more sugar than you need. And this is bad enough if you're an adult, but it's really problematic when you're trying to feed an infant. So vegan diets come with significant risks for babies. They come with significant risks for everybody, but especially for babies. And you might want to read a book called The Vegetarian Myth by Lieri Keith, L-I-E-R-R-E, first name Lieri, last name Keith, K-E-I-T-H. And Lieri writes about the reasons why people are vegetarians, the moral reasons why people are vegetarians, and debunks that myth. Then she writes about I think it's a she, actually. I don't even know if it's a she or a he. In any case, whoever it is, writes about political vegetarians, nutritional vegetarians, moral vegetarians, save the world vegetarians, and then debunks all of these myths. Great, great read, easy read, The Vegetarian Myth. All right. And do one more here. We'll get your phone calls. How dietary fiber and gut bacteria protect the cardiovascular system. Again, this is something we've talked about for years. Dietary fiber and gut bacteria work together. Gut bacteria chew on dietary fiber and release fatty acids, especially short-chain fatty acids, also to a certain extent medium-chain fatty acids. And these short-chain fatty acids are unbelievably important for the cardiovascular system, particularly something called propionate. There's three major short-chain fatty acids, propionate, acetate, and butyrate, and they all play very important roles on gut health and, on heart health, and also on gut health, the health of the intestine and the health of the cardiovascular system, the health of the liver as well. Making sure you're getting fiber and gut bacteria together is a wonderful all-around health strategy. In fact, if you just eat fermented veggies, you'll get gut bacteria, probiotic bacteria, and you'll get fiber. And just eating fermented veggies is a wonderful, awesome way to support gut health and to support heart health. And ultimately to support brain health as well, because anything you do that supports the health of the cardiovascular system is going to support the health of the brain, and anything that you do to support the gut is going to support the health of the brain. How cool is that? Just something like eating, something as important as eating, as subsisting on fermented veggies, sauerkraut especially. I love sauerkraut. This is, by the way, published in the journal Circulation. Beneficial gut microbes can produce metabolites from dietary fiber, including a fatty acid called propionate. Propionate. P-R-O-P-I-O-N-A-T-E. This substance protects against the harmful consequences of high blood pressure, according to a Berlin research team from the Experimental and Clinical Research Center at Max Delbruck Center for Molecular Medicine. The study has been published in the Advanced Online Journal of Circulation. Researchers fed mice propionate. Afterwards, the animals had less pronounced damage to the heart and less abnormal enlargement of the heart, making them less susceptible to arrhythmia. How much of our heart disease epidemic, our arrhythmia epidemic, our heart cardiomyopathy and enlarged heart epidemic, which we really are living with in this country and around the world, is related to the fact that we're not eating fiber and we're not supporting our gut health. If you're cardiovascular specialist is giving you a beta blocker before they're putting you on a fiber supplement and a probiotic supplement and working on digestive health, that is an incompetent, ignorant cardiovascular healthcare professional. And if you're taking the beta blocker, you've drank the Kool-Aid. Work on digestive health. Make sure you're using fiber. Make sure you're using probiotics. That's my recommendation. Anybody who's dealing with a heart problem, whether it's arrhythmias, fibrillations, or any kind of cardiomyopathy, heart disease issues. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Louisiana and say good morning to Barry. What's up, Barry? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I'd like to ask you, do you place any value in maintaining one's body alkaline?
Alkaline and acid are about electricity, first of all. Alkaline represents a pulling in of electricity. Acid represents a pushing out of electricity. When you're healthy, your body's alkaline. Now, you don't necessarily need to make your body alkaline. You want to make your body healthy, and then the body will be alkaline. It's kind of like putting the cart before the horse to try to make the body alkaline if you're sick. What you want to do is make the body healthy. Let me elaborate when we come back from our break, because that is kind of an interesting and important subject. But it really is all about electricity. Alkaline and acid are about voltage, are about electrical push. And the best way to keep your body alkaline is to make sure you're breathing. That's how God mandated the alkalinity of the body, is through oxygen. And we'll talk about that when we come back for our break. My pharmacist, Ben, 844-236-6010.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. That line's open, 844-236-6010. We're talking to Barry in Louisiana. Hey, Barry. Where are you in Louisiana, by the way?
Oh, I'm all right.
Now, I say, where are you? Are you in New Orleans?
Oh, yes, New Orleans.
Oh, good deal, good deal. All right, cool. So, pH, alkaline and acid. Alkaline represents a sucking in of energy, a sucking in of electrical energy. In electrical terms, we say alkaline is a negative voltage. Voltage is push. Voltage is pressure. A positive push, or I should say a positive pressure, is a push. A negative pressure is a pull. And it's this push-pull of electrical energy that is referred to as pH. Acid being I think of acid like a fountain of energy. And I think of alkaline as a vacuum cleaner. On the outside of the body, you actually want a fountain of energy. On the outside of the body, the skin, you want to have an acid pH. pH is measured from 0 to the pH scale goes from 0 to 14, where 0 is extremely acidic, lots of electrical energy, electrons being thrown off when you have a low pH, like a 0 or a 1 or a 2. The pH of the skin is around 4 or 5. Neutral is 7. And then on the other side of the scale, from 7 to 14, you have a sucking of energy, an alkaline pH, a vacuum cleaner. So you got a vacuum cleaner from 7 to 14, you got a fountain from 0 to 7. The outside of the body's got to be a fountain. Why? Because the outside of the body is kind of like a force field. The outside of the body is pushing away things. It's protection. It's basically protecting against microbes and invaders. So you have this pushing away like a force field on the outside of the body, but on the inside of the body, you have to have alkalinity. Why? Because you got to have a pulling.
What is it? Where are the electrons, the electricity? Where is the electricity being pulled from? Food. When you're not alkaline enough inside your body, you are not as able to pull. Your vacuuming effect, your vacuum cleaner, is not as strong. Does that make sense how I'm explaining this, Barry?
Yes.
So inside the body, you need a vacuum cleaner. And that's what alkaline pH is. It's a vacuum. If you become less alkaline, that is more acid. Less alkaline equals more acid. You become less vacuumy. You're less able to suck up electrical energy. And that's why when you're sick, you tend to be acidic. You're less able to suck up electrical energy. Now, as it turns out, oxygen has an alkalinizing effect. And this is how the body, and when I say the body, I mean the blood. This is how the blood is supposed to maintain its slightly alkaline nature. The blood pH has to be around 7.35 or so. It can go down a little bit, but it has to stay around 7.35. In that vicinity, when it gets down low, you're not able to suck up electrical energy as effectively. You feel lethargic. You feel slow. You feel sluggish. In fact, if you took your pH when you were sick, your blood pH when you were sick, you'd notice that it was lower than it should be. Now, the way you want to maintain the blood, the best way to maintain the alkaline nature of the blood is to make sure you're breathing correctly. You're not going to be able to maintain your alkaline pH of the blood by eating alkaline. That is stupidity. And I read books like this all the time. Make sure you're eating alkaline foods. That's silliness. You do need to be eating electrolytes, and you do need to be eating minerals, because electrolytes and minerals help maintain the alkalinity of the blood. So minerals and electrolytes are very important. That is true. But if you're acidic, you're not going to be able to eat your way back to alkalinity. That's crazy. Now, it is true that bad foods tend to have an acidifying effect and good foods tend to have an alkalizing effect. That part is true. But that doesn't mean you're going to change an acid nature by eating more alkaline foods or drinking more alkaline water, for that matter. I see that kind of silliness advertised as well. So one of the reasons why the body becomes acidic, in addition to lack of oxygen, that's the main reason, is poor breathing strategies. But another reason is when cells die, they open up and explode and spew their contents out, which tend to be acidic. Death is related to acidity, whether it's the death of a human body or it's the death of a cell. So the more cells that are dying, the more acidic our blood and our body will be. So number one, you want to make sure you're oxygenating, that is respirating. And by the way, blowing off carbon dioxide is blowing off acid. So blowing off carbon dioxide and making sure you're inhaling oxygen is the first thing to do to keep your blood alkaline. The second thing is you want to make sure you're eating minerals and electrolytes, making sure you got alkalizing nutrients in your system. And then the third thing you want to do is keep your cells from dying. And that means all the health strategies that we talk about. So indirectly, eating correctly is going to help, and indirectly exercise and rest will help as well. But it's a question of the cells that are dying that make us acid, a lack of nutrients that make us acid, and most importantly, a lack of good, healthy respiratory strategies, oxygen, inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide. That's the way you stay alkaline. Does that help you, Barry?
Yes. If you have time, I have a friend who just underwent breast surgery. She had cancer in her left breast. What would you advise her to
for healing?
Be doing, so far as eating or whatever?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, a couple things. A few things. First of all, stop eating the foods that got her in that predicament. That's the most important thing. She should be only eating whole foods and only eating foods when she needs to eat. In fact, if we all did that, everybody, whether you're sick or whether you're healthy, whether you're recovering, whatever, that is, eat only when you're hungry and stop eating when you're not, and only eating whole foods, whole unprocessed foods, you wouldn't have to pay attention to all the various diets and all the various health strategies, dietary strategies everybody's always talking about, ketogenic and paleo and fasting and calorie restriction, all those things. Just eat when you're hungry, stop when you're not, and make sure the foods you're eating are electron rich. That's the first thing. Second thing is moving the lymphatic system. When the lymph becomes clogged, we're going to talk about more about lymphatic stagnation here in the coming days. When the lymph becomes clogged, we become sick. Breast cancer is a lymphatic cancer that oftentimes is the end result of a clogged lymph system. So moving the lymph around, in addition to eliminating toxins that build up in the lymph, is also very important. Using connective tissue building nutrients, get her on our collagen recovery complex supplement, use glucosamine, make sure she's doing bone broth and bone soup, branched chain amino acids, so she'll get that in her bone broth, but you can also use those as in a supplemental fashion. Anything that she can do to help build connective tissue. Of course, vitamin C is the ultimate connective tissue building vitamin. That's also going to be important. All of this in the name of recovery. And then also, of course, don't forget her slow, deep breathing techniques. Lots of things she could do. Remember, the sicker we are, the faster the body turns it around. And obviously, she has breast cancer or is recovering from breast cancer surgery. This is a woman whose body is less than healthy. But that means that she could turn it around really fast with doing even a few of the strategies that we talk about on this program. But most importantly, foods and moving her body, her lymph, by moving her body and also moving her respiratory tract. Make sure she's respirating correctly. All right, I'm going to get one more phone call. Thanks so much, Barry. Appreciate it. We're going to let Carl the Truth Raider have the last word here. What's up, Carl? Good morning.
Happy holiday season, Benjamin. Happy holiday season.
Happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, all that stuff.
Yes. Ramadan.
Ramadan. Don't want to forget that one. That's right. What's going on, man?
And the menorah. Anyway, I have you going back to November 2010 in the archives when you had a two-hour show, Bright Side Show, back.
That wasn't on GC. Was that on GCN? That was on Santa Cruz on KSCO. That was my weird show where I talked about God and spirituality, I think. I like doing that. And they told me to stop doing that. They said that was too crazy. What's that?
That's the way of the materialistic secular world. Anyway,
I know. They say that's you're too out there, Ben. You got to be more materialistic. What's going on, bro?
All right, just a couple quick things here because the time is short. Apple cider vinegar. It sounds like you're a little bit stuffy this morning. You have a little sniffle.
A little bit. I'm a little clogged. I got to get on my rebounder.
It happens. Yeah, it happens. But, yeah, I take my BTT and it's gone within a day if I get anything like that. It's, you know, it's amazing. So apple cider vinegar is a good to
awesome
take
stuff.
Before bedtime. They say, take a teaspoon of this and watch the fat melt away. Is that true?
You know what apple cider vinegar has in it that does that? Acetate. That's what we were talking about earlier, these short-chain fatty acids. Hey, I'm out of time, but that's a great question. And we did spend a lot of time talking about apple cider vinegar, which, by the way, is a great source of electrons, of electrical energy. Apple cider vinegar is a highly electrical drink or liquid or beverage, however you want to look at it. Hey, I'm out of time, Carl. Call back on our next Bright Side episode. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful holiday. And please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.